Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the God stories we are publishing this week. At the time of recording this bulletin, major U.S. news networks were projecting former President Donald Trump as the winner of a historic election, making him the first person to serve two non-consecutive terms as president since the 19th century. A massive coalition of evangelical Christian and pro-Israel voters were a significant factor in his historic election win. Responding to Trump's apparent victory, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "Congratulations on history's greatest comeback. Your historic return to the White House offers a new beginning for America and a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between Israel and America. This is a huge victory." Back in South Africa, tens of thousands of demonstrators marched against the Bela Bill in Pretoria yesterday in what was believed to be the biggest protest by the Afrikaner community since 1994. AfriForum members and more than 40 other organizations gathered at the Voortrekker Monument to march to Freedom Park, where they handed over a memorandum of demands and objections against the bill to the Minister of Agriculture, John Steenhuisen, Minister of Sports, Gayton McKenzie, and Minister of Correctional Services, Dr. Pieter Groenewald, who represented the DA, Patriotic Alliance, and Freedom Front Plus parties. AfriForum CEO Kali Creel said they were fighting for cultural survival as the act threatens the rights of Afrikaans children to mother tongue education. Despite widespread opposition to the bill, President Cyril Ramaphosa signed it into law in September. However, he delayed the implementation of two clauses to allow for further consultation. The delayed clauses refer to school admissions and language policies. Currently, the Bela Act stipulates that the provincial government determines a school's language of instruction. In other news, Philip Rosenthal, director of Christian View Network, has called on Christians to prioritize participating in public consultations on the controversial marriage bill, which are due to start on the 18th and 19th of November in Gauteng, and at dates yet to be announced in other provinces. The bill aims to introduce a new Marriages Act to replace the current Marriage Act of 1961 that regulates traditional marriage between a man and a woman. The Recognition of Customary Marriages Act of 1998 that regulates polygamous marriages and the Civil Union Act of 2006 that regulates same-sex unions. Rosenthal said that equating same-sex unions with traditional marriage would devalue the meaning of marriage and allow any man to take a second wife. Already, the legalization of so-called same-sex marriages in 2006 has resulted in a drop in marriage rates and more fatherless children with attendant dire social consequences, he said. Further undermining of marriage would result in more social collapse, he said. He urged believers to take time out to speak up for the sanctity of marriage during the upcoming public consultations. If you can speak up, please email mail@christianview.co.za with your name and phone number and city. More information will follow from us, he said. Two former Hamas hostages shared their testimonies on Sandy night at an event in Sandton, Johannesburg, attended by 2,000 people and hosted by the Jewish National Fund and the base. Noah Agamani, 26, and Moran Stella Yanai, 41, were abducted by terrorists at the Nova Music Festival in southern Israel on the 7th of October last year. Noah, who was rescued from central Gaza by IDF forces in a daring daylight operation after 9 months of captivity, shared that every second of her 245-day ordeal had felt like the last second of her life. She said her cancer sufferer mother's last wish was to see her before she passed away. Against all odds, we both got our wishes. But 3 weeks later, my brave, strong, incredible mother passed away, she said. Her boyfriend, Avi Natan Or, is among the 51 hostages still held in Gaza. Moran, who was released after 54 days in captivity in a ceasefire deal in November last year, described being beaten up by her captives, threatened with being shot, and experiencing mental terror and starvation. She urged the audience to believe that despite their suffering, all of the hostages are strong enough to survive, and that those still in captivity will have the same miracle that I had, and they will get to see their families. You can read more on these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za. gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.